Hi, this is Danny Whitaker with Devoted to Scripture. I'm reading through the Bible in a year and sharing my reading with you. This is day 207 of our journey. Isaiah continues to mix declarations of judgment with edicts of deliverance. Yes, Assyria will rage against Jerusalem, but eventually Assyria will be destroyed for their pride. The Lord will send a deliverer to come and comfort his people. He will lead them with wisdom and might. He will fulfill the promises to Abraham and to David. In all this, God will reconcile Judah and Israel. They will no longer be rivals, but rather they will strengthen and encourage one another. They will work together for his glory. Join me in Isaiah 9 through 12 to seek the deliverance of a compassionate God. Isaiah 9. The gloom will be dispelled for those who are anxious. In earlier times, he humiliated the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but now he brings honor to the way of the sea, the region beyond the Jordan, and Galilee of the nations. The people walking in darkness see a bright light. Light shines on those who live in a land of deep darkness. You have enlarged the nation. You give them great joy. They rejoice in your presence, as harvesters rejoice, as warriors celebrate when they divide up the plunder. For their oppressive yoke and the club that strikes their shoulders, the cudgel the oppressor uses on them, you have shattered, as in the day of Midian's defeat. Indeed, every boot that marches and shakes the earth, and every garment dragged through the blood, is used as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born to us, a son has been given to us. He shoulders responsibility and is called Amazing Advisor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His dominion will be vast, and he will bring immeasurable prosperity. He will rule on David's throne and over David's kingdom, establishing it and strengthening it by promoting justice and fairness from this time forward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of Heaven's armies will accomplish this. The Lord decreed judgment on Jacob, and it fell on Israel. All the people were aware of it, the people of Ephraim and those living in Samaria. Yet with pride and an arrogant attitude, they said, "The bricks have fallen, but we will rebuild with chiseled stone. The sycamore fig trees have been cut down, but we will replace them with cedars." Then the Lord provoked their adversaries to attack them. He stirred up their enemies. Syria from the east and the Philistines from the west, they gobbled up Israelite territory. Despite all this, his anger does not subside, and his hand is ready to strike again. The people did not return to the one who struck them. They did not seek reconciliation with the Lord of Heaven's armies. So the Lord cut off Israel's head and tail, both the shoots and stalk, in one day. The leaders and the highly respected people are the head. The prophets who teach lies are the tail. The leaders of this nation were misleading people, and the people being led were destroyed. So the Lord was not pleased with their young men. He took no pity on their orphans and widows, for the whole nation was godless and did wicked things. Every mouth was speaking disgraceful words. Despite all this, his anger does not subside, and his hand is ready to strike again. For evil burned like a fire. It consumed thorns and briars. It burned up the thickets of the forest, and they went up in smoke. Because of the anger of the Lord of Heaven's armies, the land was scorched, and the people became fuel for the fire. People had no compassion on one another. They devoured on the right, but were still hungry. They ate on the left, but were not satisfied. People even ate the flesh of their own arm. Manasseh fought against Ephraim, and Ephraim against Manasseh. Together they fought against Judah. Despite all this, His anger does not subside, and his hand is ready to strike again. Isaiah 10. Beware those who enact unjust policies, those who are always instituting unfair regulations, to keep the poor from getting fair treatment, and to deprive the oppressed among my people of justice, so they can steal what widows own and loot what belongs to orphans. What will you do on Judgment Day, when destruction arrives from a distant place? To whom will you run for help? Where will you leave your wealth? You will have no place to go except to kneel with the prisoners, or to fall among those who have been killed. Despite all this, his anger does not subside, and his hand is ready to strike again. Beware, Assyria, the club I use to vent my anger, a cudgel with which I angrily punish. I sent him against a godless nation. I ordered him to attack the people with whom I was angry, to take plunder and to carry away loot, to trample them down like dirt in the streets. But he does not agree with this. His mind does not reason this way. For his goal is to destroy and to eliminate many nations. Indeed, he says, are not my officials all kings? Is not Calneh like Carchemish, Hamath like Arpad, Samaria like Damascus? I overpowered kingdoms ruled by idols, whose carved images were more impressive than Jerusalem's or Samaria's. As I have done to Samaria and its idols, so I will do to Jerusalem and its idols. But when the Lord finishes judging Mount Zion and Jerusalem, then I will punish the king of Assyria for what he has proudly planned and for the arrogant attitude he displays. For he says, by my strong hand I have accomplished this. By my strategy that I devised, I invaded the territory of nations and looted their storehouses. Like a mighty conqueror, I brought down rulers. My hand discovered the wealth of the nations, as if it were in a nest. As one gathers up abandoned eggs, I gathered up the whole earth. There was no wing flapping or open mouth chirping. Does an axe exalt itself over the one who wields it, or a saw magnify itself over the one who cuts with it, as if a scepter should brandish the one who raises it, or a staff should lift up what is not made of wood? For this reason, the sovereign Lord of heaven's armies will make his healthy ones emaciated. His majestic glory will go up in smoke. The light of Israel will become a fire. Their Holy One will become a flame. It will burn and consume the Assyrian king's briars and his thorns in one day. The splendor of his forest and his orchard will be completely destroyed, as when a sick man's life ebbs away. There will be so few trees left in his forest, a child will be able to count them. At that time, those left in Israel, those who remain of the family of Jacob, will no longer rely on a foreign leader that abuses them. Instead, they will truly rely on the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. A remnant will come back, a remnant of Jacob, to the mighty God. For though your people, Israel, are as numerous as the sand on the seashore, only a remnant will come back. Destruction has been decreed. Just punishment is about to engulf you. The sovereign Lord of heaven's armies is certainly ready to carry out the decreed destruction throughout the land. So here is what the sovereign Lord of heaven's armies says. My people who live in Zion, do not be afraid of Assyria, even though they beat you with a club and lift their cudgel against you as Egypt did. For very soon my fury will subside, and my anger will be directed toward their destruction. The Lord of heaven's armies is about to beat them with a whip, similar to the way he struck down Midian at the rock of Oreb. He will use his staff against the sea, lifting it up as he did in Egypt. At that time, the Lord will remove their burden from your shoulders and their yoke from your neck. The yoke will be taken off because your neck will be too large. They attacked Aiath, moved through Migron, depositing their supplies at Michmash. They went through the pass, spent the night at Geba, Ramah trembled. Gibeah of Saul ran away. Shout out, daughter of Galim. Pay attention, Laisha. Answer her, Anathoth. Madmena flees. The residents of Gabim have hidden. This very day, standing in Nob, they shake their fist at daughter Zion's mountain, at the hill of Jerusalem. Look, the sovereign Lord of heaven's armies is ready to cut off the branches with terrifying power. The tallest trees will be cut down. The loftiest ones will be brought low. The thickets of the forest will be chopped down with an axe, and mighty Lebanon will fall. Isaiah 11. A shoot will grow out of Jesse's rootstock. A bud will sprout from his roots. The Lord's Spirit will rest on him, a Spirit that gives extraordinary wisdom, a Spirit that provides the ability to execute plans, a Spirit that produces absolute loyalty to the Lord. He will take delight in obeying the Lord. He will not judge by mere appearances or make decisions on the basis of hearsay. He will treat the poor fairly and make right decisions for the downtrodden of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth and order the wicked to be executed. Justice will be like a belt around his waist. Integrity will be like a belt around his hips. A wolf will reside with a lamb, and a leopard will lie down with a young goat. An ox and a young lion will graze together, and a small child leads them along. A cow and a bear will graze together. Their young will lie down together. A lion, like an ox, will eat straw. A baby will play over the hole of a snake, over the nest of a serpent, an infant will put his hand. They will no longer injure or destroy on my entire royal mountain, for there will be universal submission to the Lord's sovereignty, just as the waters completely cover the sea. At that time, a root from Jesse will stand like a signal flag for the nations. Nations will look to him for guidance, and his residence will be majestic. At that time, the Lord will again lift his hand to reclaim the remnant of his people from Assyria, Egypt, Pathros, Cush, Elam, Shinar, Hamath, and the seacoasts. He will lift a signal flag for the nations. He will gather Israel's dispersed people and assemble Judah's scattered people from the four corners of the earth. Ephraim's jealousy will end, and Judah's hostility will be eliminated. Ephraim will no longer be jealous of Judah, and Judah will no longer be hostile toward Ephraim. They will swoop down on the Philistine hills to the west. Together they will loot the people of the east. They will take over Edom and Moab, and the Ammonites will be their subjects. The Lord will divide the gulf of the Egyptian sea. He will wave his hand over the Euphrates River and send a strong wind. He will turn it into seven dried up streams and enable them to walk across in their sandals. There will be a highway leading out of Assyria for the remnant of his people, just as there was for Israel when they went up from the land of Egypt. Isaiah 12. At that time you will say, I praise you, O Lord, for even though you were angry with me, your anger subsided and you consoled me. Look, God is my deliverer. I will trust in him and not fear, for the Lord gives me strength and protects me. He has become my deliverer. Joyfully you will draw water from the springs of deliverance. At that time you will say, praise the Lord. Ask him for help. Publicize his mighty acts among the nations. Make it known that he is unique. Sing to the Lord, for he has done magnificent things. Let this be known throughout the earth. Cry out and shout for joy, O citizens of Zion, for the Holy One of Israel acts mightily among you.
Thank you for joining me on our shared walk through Scripture today. Devotion to Scripture doesn't begin and end here. My prayer is that you will be encouraged to dig deeper and spend some additional time in God's Word today. If you're looking for a great place to start, check the episode description where you will always find a few key verses from the day's reading to reflect on further. I'd love to hear from you. How is God using this podcast to help you grow? How can I be praying for you? email me at devotedtoscripture@gmail.com. It's amazing seeing a passage come alive as we understand its place in the whole story of the Bible. Knowing and ultimately being a part of that story is the most important undertaking of your life. Join me tomorrow to continue the journey. Be devoted to Scripture.